Good morning. It's Friday, February 9th. I'm George Kearns with a recap of today's South Carolina headlines here on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. In the news this morning, the wife of the conductor killed in the weekend train crash in Casey says the two rail companies are to blame for her husband's death. In a lawsuit filed yesterday in Florida, Michael Sella's widow accuses Amtrak and CSX Corporation of negligence. The lawsuit accuses Amtrak, Sella's employer, of failing to ensure that he had a safe working environment. The suit also said CSX deliberately disabled warning signals that would have warned oncoming trains about the diversion. In other news, the South Carolina Senate has confirmed the appointment of two people to direct state agencies. Lawmakers yesterday confirmed Sarah Goldsby as the next director of the Department of Alcohol and Other Drug Abuse Services. They also confirmed Joshua Baker as the next director of the South Carolina Department of Health and Human Services. Speakers say the best way to honor the three students killed in a civil rights shooting in Orangeburg 50 years ago is to keep fighting for equality and fairness. South Carolina State University held a ceremony yesterday to mark the 50 years since white state troopers opened fire on unarmed black students during a civil rights protest in what is now known as the Orangeburg Massacre. South Carolina's utility watchdog agency wants to know how much SCANA and its proposed suitor, Dominion Energy, are spending on lobbying and advertising. The Post and Courier of Charleston says South Carolina's Office of Regulatory Staff raised those questions as state lawmakers consider whether to go along with the $14.6 billion sale. So far, state lawmakers appear to be wary of the deal, wondering if the state utility can find a better offer. Meanwhile, one state lawmaker has proposed delaying filing for this year's elections because the state has not passed a law to allow candidates for lieutenant governor and governor to run on the same ticket. Senator Harvey Peeler yesterday floated a proposal that would also put off this year's June primaries for a month while House and Senate conferees continue to meet. Corrections officials and members of Congress say they're encouraged by a meeting with wireless industry representatives over security issues posed by cell phones in the hands of the nation's inmates. Representatives from the Department of Justice and the Federal Bureau of Prisons were also at the meeting, as was Representative Mark Sanford, who has spoken out about the issue since his time as governor. A driver in the upstate has been charged after an accident with a school bus yesterday. The accident happened in Spartanburg County while the bus was on its way to Whitlock Flexible Learning Center. 16 students were aboard the bus. 10 were hospitalized as a precaution, but all were quickly released. No major injuries were reported. The driver of the van in the crash was cited for driving too fast for conditions. An unloaded handgun was found in the coat pocket of a student at Georgetown Middle School this week. When first notified, the principal and a school resource officer immediately removed the student from the classroom and recovered the .38-caliber pistol. No ammunition was found. The student has been recommended for expulsion and will face criminal charges as required by state law. And that's a look at some of today's South Carolina headlines. I'm George Kearns for SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.